get a wagon load. He raised us for his hogs. Mm-hmm. And then he got so many of them, he said, well, I'm going to do something else. He said, I'm going to take some of those pumpkins, get the seed out, take care of them, and take the pumpkins like they are. He had a big knife, and he cut them up in pieces like that. Mm-hmm. He cut them round like you'd cut a watermelon, okay, round this way. Mm-hmm. Then he'd take his knife on a wooden block and cut them that way. Just cut them off like that in little chunks and put them in the cow feed.
He did.
Mama said, well, Samuel said, you're going to have the milk and butter tasting like pumpkin. He said, well, I'm going to try it anyway. He said, I'll put enough of cottonseed meal in the end with the hulls. Mm-hmm. And said, I don't believe it'll taste. Well, it didn't. And it you did. Never saw the lack of butter in your life. Oh, I just got so tired of molding butter. Great big bowl, them old big bowls, like I told you, we had a pitcher and bowl at the washstand. Mm-hmm. I had one of them. Mm-hmm. And I'd stand at the water shelf and butter mold. I'd stand there and mold butter till I'd be so tired. 35 and 40 pounds at a time. Churn twice a day.
Churn twice a day?
Yes, ma'am. and standing skim cream with a saucer off a big pan of milk like that, and that cream that thick and thicker, skim it off with a scalded saucer, like you use a cup saucer, and skim that cream. Sometimes I'd have 4 and 5 gallons of pure cream right over that milk. And then that's what caused me to have to churn twice a day. We had these big 6 gallon and 8 gallon churns that cranked this way. And then before they came in, when I was a child, it was the old up and down churn that way. Oh, I'd get so tired of churning twice a day.
Oh, I bet. Twice a day. Well, did you grow those little yellow crookneck vegetables?
Little squash?
Yeah, did you grow them?
Yes, ma'am. I do love them things.
Oh, you did?
I do now.
Yeah.
I'll get them sometime.
Did you ever notice, like, when you were a girl, out in the woods or maybe in the fields, like after there'd be a big rain, these little umbrella-shaped things come up?
I know what you mean. We call them frog stews, but they wasn't frog stews. It was mushrooms.
Mushrooms, yeah.
Now, well, there is a difference in a frog stew and a mushroom.
I was going to ask you if there wasn't.
Yes, ma'am. There is. The toadstool is poison, and the others are not.
That's it, I bet you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I knew the difference.
Mm-hmm. You're really an interesting lady.
Then we had a wild thing in the woods we called a popo.
Oh.
And the wild animals got that on it in the fall, and then when they got ripe, and they looked just like a banana, and they had a seed in it, flat seed. We call those pawpaws. They were yellow, and they smelled so good. They grew down in this bottom where I told you my father raised those turnips and things. And I'd go down at the wood and haul water sometimes for the stock. And I'd say, oh, brother, the pawpaws is ripe, the pawpaws is ripe. And I'd jump out of the back end of the wagon, run to the pawpaw thicket. I said, yeah, they are, brother. Yeah, they are. He'd say, well, stay there and eat all you want. Don't let me see none of them.
He didn't want
to see them, you know.
Oh.
They looked just like them. And they were wild banana. That's wild all they were. But they had the name of pawpaw, and they grew wild.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, I went to a thicket. And you told me about cows. It's crazy about them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I drove the cows out of a pawpaw thicket. Oh, yeah. I'd have to take a wagon whip and go down there and get them out of there.
That's funny. Well, what about, in those days, what would they smoke? What would the men smoke in those days?
Well, they sowed their own tobacco seed and